News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Dunleary Rathdown County Council has called for greater powers to tackle long-term vacancy due to an ongoing standoff between it and Dun Stores. The local authority has called on the government to consider strengthening the powers of councils to deal with vacant and unoccupied buildings. And Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning in UCD, joins us. Good morning to you, Tom. This issue is that Dun Stores apparently owns some buildings in Dunleary in Georgia Street, which is pretty much the main street. They're not derelict, but they've been vacant a long time, and the council has no power to do much about that. Are they right? Do we need to give local authorities new powers?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, I think in general we are, and it's underway in the sense that the government came out, the then government a few years ago came out with this initiative called Town Centres First, which is trying to re-encourage people to use town centres. And as part of that, they'll have to look at this issue, because just to explain the concept. So there's people sometimes confuse vacancy with dereliction, and there's kind of three stages. There's the vacancy stage, the obsolete stage, and the derelict stage. And the problem is that vacancy, so a building doesn't have to be derelict to have a detrimental effect on a town centre, because often it's one of perception that if people see particularly large units, and I don't want to name a particular, name Dun Stores, for example.
Well, we're not saying Dun Stores, by the way, have done anything wrong. Dun Stores are acting.
No, they haven't.
No question that we're accusing them of anything. Yeah. Dun Stores have buildings that are vacant, but they are not derelict.
Correct, exactly. But the problem is that there's a perception. So any large retail unit that is empty gives a greater perception to humans than actually is the reality. So there's quite, Dunleary and Friends have done quite a lot of studies into vacancy rates in Dunleary, and the vacancy rate is less than the Dublin average, and it's much less than the national average. But there's a perception because of the scale of some of the units. So it's not a numerical thing of the number of units are vacant, it's the size of them. And I suppose the reason that is because Ireland actually has the highest use of online shopping in the EU, the 27 states with the highest use of online shopping. And that has an effect. So it's part of this whole worldwide trend that retail is changing from the old style.
You said there's vacancy, which just means empty. Obsolescence means basically it's out of use now and probably won't be brought back.
So vacancy is just empty, and then obsolete is if it's vacant for 3 years or more.
And dereliction is it's tumbly down, isn't it? It's fallen to bits.
Down.
You're saying that basically what people are saying is that vacancy can have a detrimental effect. It doesn't just have to be in rack and ruin in order for that to be an issue. And that is going to be something. Do you think that, obviously you think that the councils are right to be calling for this because of the detrimental effect of vacancy alone without dereliction? Do you think it's likely that we will see change? Is the government open to this, do you believe? Because there are lots of towns around Ireland that have vacancy in their main street, and it does create a sort of a tone for the main street and the town.
Yeah, just to give an example, like in Dunleary again, there's a big study done by KPMG and Indicon, and they looked at people's perceptions of Dunleary, and people said, oh, you can't park there. But then they actually did a numerical count of all the car spaces and said it's way higher than it would be elsewhere. It's just a perception that people have. But in the UK, there's an interesting one where the UK local authorities, when they're faced with this problem, they have an idea of an auction. So they say if a unit is empty for more than 2 years, that the local authority can run an auction for another user to come in and use it. And it does infringe on personal property rights, and we've got the constitutional issues in Ireland about the rights of property. But it's been looked at in the UK and is used to kind of more as a financial stick as opposed to, it's kind of an inducement of one sort, and it's a stick in another sort. But what they do is they auction off the use and they get another user in for 1 to 5 years, and the building's no longer vacant, and therefore people start coming back into the town and the town picks up.
Okay.
So there are tools out there.
But there may be constitutional issues, but I suppose the question has to be asked whether or not the common good has a role in all of this as well. We do seem to be struggling, Tom, in general, to come to grips with certain issues, like we've mentioned vacancies. Another story in the papers this morning is Dublin City Council saying that they are fully aware of council homes being used in Cherry Orchard as stables. These are homes that are
horses,
now being commandeered, I suppose is the word. They've been taken over by people who own horses, who have put horses into these houses to shelter them, and are refusing to give up the houses so that they can be turned into homes for families that could go in there. Do we need a whole overhaul, do you think, of planning laws and indeed property laws in this country?
We do. It's more like the laws are there. We've got, like, as you look at the planning laws, 906 pages. There's lots of planning laws. It's also, but it's people as well. It's the difficulty that some council worker has going in trying to clear out the horses and clear out the stables and clear out the ponies and traps, etc. And I suppose, part of this is to do with the length of time that it takes. Because I read their article and it was saying that they roughly estimate about 20 weeks between one tenant moving out, the restoration of the house, and then the new tenant moving in. They estimate around 20 weeks is what they need. But a report done a few years ago about social housing in Ireland showed that there was roughly an eight month gap between people moving out and people moving in. So if that gap is too big, it gives the opportunity for a building to go from being vacant to this obsolete to being derelict. And then if it's semi-derelict or obsolete, well, then the horses can move in. So it's about people making sure that if a tenant has moved out, that there's a crew on board to get in quick, to fix it, to get someone back into it.
Yeah, that seems like infinite sense there. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Tom Phillips there, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning in UCD. What do you think yourself out there? Would you like to see changes so that we can, I suppose, clamp down on vacancy, not just dereliction? What do you think of people with horses in houses that should be used for families? What do you make of all of it? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.